Blog Talk Radio.
Pardon the delay. Welcome to WPR Rebuttal. We're live and on the air. Looks like we already have a caller for a special WrestleMania 34 edition. So, I'm your host, Senator JPO, and do we have a caller on the line? Let's see. Is it Josh? Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Hey, thanks for calling in. I just had to get over a last-minute hiccup in Firefox, and we're on a conference line, so we're live right now, and so I'll let you lead off right now with your thoughts and ideas, because we literally just began a show right now, so we haven't actually gotten over too much, just the fact that WrestleMania 34 is going to be like literally in 2 days, and I have some other things I'm going to do, but, you know, I know that you are a WWE fan, so let's hear your thoughts on it. Do you have any good WWE memories or any plans for WrestleMania weekend, or what's happening?
Well, you know, for any real wrestling fan, I feel like WrestleMania week is its own holiday. It's a separate entity of the year that is something that very, you know, to look forward to. Tonight we've got the Hall of Fame ceremony going on. That's extremely exciting. I'm definitely going to be watching that tonight, looking forward to who's going in. I'm still holding out my candle for waiting for Irwin R. Scheister to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. Mr. Mike Rotunda. I feel that is a snub every year, but this year was not his year, unfortunately. So, but we do have some definite good people coming in this year. As for WrestleMania, tomorrow night we'll have NXT. Anybody out there who, really enjoys wrestling, I would highly recommend checking out NXT if you haven't in the past. This year's show is guaranteed to be a huge hit, and most of those stars will be showing up on WWE Network or WWE programming within the next year or two. So that's always a really fun experience. But that's not the reason why we're calling today. Today, everybody, we are talking about WrestleMania, and WrestleMania tomorrow is going to be Sunday is going to be fantastic. It's always an exhausting day. WrestleMania day is usually around 7 hours, 2 hours of pre-show, 5 hours for the show. I believe this year is actually running to 11 Eastern or 12 Eastern, 11 Central, unlike most years. But I got some big matches. So I want to ask you, Joe, do you have any big matches that you're looking forward to especially?
Well, I was kind of thinking that any of the stipulation matches, like I guess Ryan and Shane McMahon versus Owens and Zayn, to me that'd be a one where I would probably try to catch the highlights on YouTube later if I'm somehow unable to watch it live, and I at least try to see how they protect Mr. Bryan, because I know that after every single match now, he has to go back to the trainers for concussion testing. And it'll be interesting to see how they do their spots, like the turnbuckle, not the turnbuckle powerbomb, that's Seth Rollins, but like the apron powerbomb, that's Sami Zayn. And then Kevin Owens, of course, has his cannonball into the corner so he can get some whiplash from that move. And I'm always interested to see how they protect each other as workers, because that's one of the things I like about WWE, is that they're not out to actually hurt each other, but they're out to do spectacular choreography in ways that MMA fighters just aren't going to do, because MMA people are out to do quick, brutal fights. You know, that WWE is like, well, how long are, WrestleMania obviously tends towards longer matches, and how can we just do this gracefully, athletically, and in the most entertaining fashion, not necessarily the most violent fashion?
True. I think it'll be interesting. I think my prediction for that match is that I think Shane and Daniel Bryan are going to go over in that match, though we will then see Zayn and Owens show up on Raw, because there was no – and that'll be in the Superstar Shakeup, I'm sure, because the stipulation is, you know, that they won't be on SmackDown, not, you know, leaving the WWE.
That's a good insight. I could totally see that. And also, with the brand split, I mean, now they call it the brand extension, but I remember the first Raw and SmackDown draft, and that was like, I want to say June 2002 or something like that. And, yeah, then they got rid of it, now they brought it back. And I see with all the content, it seems to me like they're trying to get wrestling on every single day of the week. And because, you know, with the I don't think Ring of Honor is on TV around here in the Midwest, but I mean, that's the biggest other organization I know about. But yeah, I agree with you, Josh, and that's probably what will happen. But I'm still excited to see how they tell a story of, like, I think what will probably happen is McMahon will probably get most of the heat, and he'll be doing most of the selling, and then Daniel Bryan will get the hot tag and clean house, more than likely, just to minimize how much offense he has to absorb, you know, in his first match coming back with that impact testing that they do for brain functioning and whatnot. But, another match that is still I'm curious about is Braun Strowman's mystery tag team partner against The Bar, Sheamus and Cesaro. What are your thoughts on that, Josh?
Since they've definitely come, you know, the original thought that I had was that he wasn't going to have a tag team partner, but since they've come out repeatedly saying that he is required to have one,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking it's going to actually be a surprise return of Rey Mysterio.
Oh, that'd be clever.
I think that the size disparity between the two of them would be very, you know, stark visually.
Mm-hmm.
Rey Mysterio is always a huge fan favorite. I believe his contract with Lucha Underground and AAA out of Mexico isn't
okay.
I don't believe he has a contract at the moment. So it makes sense to me that he would show up, and you know, especially with the huge success of the return of the Hardys last year, I think that that would be an interesting and quite enjoyable return. Only thing I haven't figured out is, like, storyline, like, how it would be, like, you know, how does, you know, Braun's not exactly, like, what, called up and be like, hey, I want Rey Mysterio, like, I don't know how their storyline they're going to do it, but I think that's my call.
Huh. Yeah, because I know there's some, I guess, lower-tier wrestlers on the injured list, but, you know, none of them would really make sense to put in a program with Strowman, at least not at this point. So, yeah, I mean, I could totally buy that, because otherwise, the closest thing that I could think of is if they do an angle they did in Total Nonstop Wrestling, or they call it Impact Wrestling now, but they had a few years ago where this was tag team partners with his alter ego, Chris Park, but how they pull it off is that they were never actually on stage at the same time. So that was just goofy and hard to pull off, kind of like you mentioned the Hardys. Yeah, kind of like their Ultimate Deletion match, or that was really goofy and impossible to pull off in front of a live audience, so they had to go and do camera tricks. And I think at WrestleMania, they're not going to do anything that they can't do live. So you're saying bringing in someone, you know, for a big surprise return would be the natural way to go. Oh, boy, I am outside, actually. It's much colder than usual for early April. It's more like January out here, but I'm good. I got the rest of the match or the card, the set list, or the card, as they call it, in front of me. And, so I guess the first thing that's I'm not too sure is going to be on a pre-show or what, but Andre Giant Memorial Battle Royale. Do you have a favorite that you think is probably going to win? Because I'm not too sure who might win. I think I heard rumblings on the internet that maybe Matt Hardy would win, but I don't think they're going to go in that direction. I think they might have Bray Wyatt win just because the guy has lost most of his feuds, and he should have some type of feather in his cap other than, like, you know, beating the Elimination Chamber in 2017, but that's more than a year ago now, and Bray Wyatt hasn't done much ever since.
Has Bray Wyatt even been announced for the armbar? I call it the armbar. Andre Rusev Memorial Battle Royal.
Oh, well, I don't see Wyatt anywhere else on the card. So, I mean, not
to
my knowledge.
I don't think we're
going
to see Wyatt
could...
for a while, if you're to be honest.
Oh.
If you remember, because in the final deletion match, it ended with Bray Wyatt being thrown into Matt Hardy's lake of reincarnation. So I think
we're
not going to see Bray Wyatt for a while, and he's going to get repackaged.
Well, dang, if he misses WrestleMania, he's losing an ass load of money. Dang.
Unfortunately.
You know what? Just to backpedal to who Braun Strowman's tag team partner might be, I guess there's a sliver of a chance that you might have a Bray Wyatt come back and be Braun Strowman's lackey. It'd be like a reversal of the power dynamic they had when Braun was part of the so-called Wyatt family. But, again, that's part of the, I guess, the suspense to try to get people to tune in live. And, you know, I don't have a betting pool or anything, but, yeah, I can see if they don't have a big return from a star who's long been gone out of the company, they could just plug in Bray Wyatt to be Ron Strowman's partner against the bar, and that makes about as much sense, too. It'd be logical. Okay, so Women's Battle Royale. You know what? I honestly have no idea who's the favorite to win that one, because there's so much 50-50 booking in the women's division. I mean, there's no really set hierarchy. Definitely more horizontal than the men's division, which tends to have more tiers to it, but yeah. Any thoughts on the Women's Battle Royale?
So unlike the men's, you know, Battle Royal, where I, you know, there really isn't anybody that you would think would be really benefit from the win. I'm thinking it might be an NXT call up that pulls off the win this year. The women's, I think the women's may even. They may debut that as the first match on the card. I don't know if that's for sure, but I have a feeling since it's the very first one, they'll put that on the main card. So I'm going to go with that's a tough one, actually. Do they give it to Tamina because she'll probably be, you know, cut or retired soon? It's kind of like a farewell, or do you go with like a young upstart, like a call up? Oh no. You know what? My call is Ember Moon. Ember Moon from NXT. That's my call.
Oh. Well, yeah, because she has to get some heat back after losing to Asuka so many times.
Yeah,
so,
and she
yeah.
they did she was in the Royal Rumble, so.
Well, then after that, I have on the list WWE Cruiserweight Championship. Cedric Alexander versus Mustafa Ali. I think Cedric's going to win because, I mean, they booked him very strongly as just being able to wrestle really well, and using that finisher, the lumbar check, and I think that'd be a logical conclusion because Ali just has not been booked to be nearly as dominant, and I think a lot of smart marks on the internet are just rooting for Cedric at this point.
Yeah, well, I'm going to agree with you on that one. I'm not even convinced that the match will make the main card, so I'm not really quite into the cruiserweights, unfortunately.
Yeah, the 205 Live, kind of like the ugly stepchild of WWE. Okay.
It had potential, but they squashed it.
Yeah, I mean, what did you think of Enzo Amore as a performer? Because
as a performer, I think he was he was the best talker they had on the roster. I don't think I don't think WWE. Well, maybe other than The Miz. I think The Miz is a really great talker as well. Performer wise, I mean, he was kind of small. I think I definitely enjoyed the dynamic of Enzo and Cass, and I do consider it to be quite the tragedy that they never won a tag title together. You know, that being said, with him, you know, with his personal issues at the moment and the accusations, we're not really, I'm not going to comment on those allegations. So, you know, we'll see what happens and how it plays out in the court of law for sure.
Yeah, and that's another thing too, is that although Enzo is an even bigger long shot than like Bray Wyatt or Rey Mysterio, I could still see like WWE putting him in as Braun's partner too, but it's probably like the least likely combination. So, okay, next up on the list is the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. Usos versus New Day versus Bludgeon Brothers. I'm thinking a New Day gets the belts back just because they seem to be groomed for going, and they seem to be favored for just breaking all these records with the tag titles, and it makes the most sense that with WWE wants New Day to be the top team in recent history, then they have to get the belts back, pretty much. What do you say, Josh?
I think the WWE is actually going to finally give Harper and Rowan their shot. I see the Bludgeon Brothers going over, and, you know, they'll get quite the rub by, you know, going over both the New Day and the Usos, two of the better tag teams, you know, in the company at the moment. I've really appreciated and really enjoyed their run-ins the last couple months. I think they've been exciting to watch. I like their, you know, their kind of updated gimmick, and I definitely can see them getting a decent run for at least, you know, at least a try. You know, WWE will give them a try.
Well, that'd be good. Show that, you know, everyone in a tag team, I mean, not 50-50 booking, but, you know, it's just kind of like, it'd be interesting. I think it'd be too predictable to just give the belts back to the New Day, because that has been their pattern for the past 3 years. It's like every big pay-per-view, New Day seems to win. So it swerved the fans a little to give it to Rowan and Harper. Okay, so I already briefly talked about the Raw Tag Team Championship. Yeah, Strowman's partner, we'll find out. Okay, Raw Women's Championship, Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss. I think I'm going to go with the feel-good, you know, bully gets her comeuppance scenario, just because the WWE has to be a star program, so probably put the belt on Nia. But what are you thinking?
I think that Alexa is too hot right now, so I think there's going to be some kind of chicanery involved, probably with Mickey James, that keeps the belt on Nia, or keeps the belt on Alexa, and extends this feud possibly into SummerSlam.
That could be good, because some of these feuds, they just don't seem to last long enough. So the longer burning feud would be more of a novelty nowadays. Okay, so WWE SmackDown Women's Championship, Asuka versus Charlotte Flair. Well, personally, I think that they've been building up Asuka for a long time, but maybe she can win by disqualification, so to not put the belt on her, but still maintain a streak. What are you thinking, Josh?
I think that's actually a pretty good, obviously the obvious choice, and what I'm hoping for is, Asuka going over and getting the belt. She's had quite the run. The company obviously has an insane confidence in her, having her, have the longest winning streak of all time. There is a part of me that is afraid that WWE has spent the last, 2.5 years building up Asuka just to put, Charlotte Flair over more, which is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Have Charlotte be her first loss in her first title match, and it would just destroy the character, I think. But, WWE will do what they do. So my heart is hoping for Asuka going over, but part of me thinks that the cynic in me says that WWE is going to have Charlotte win clean.
Okay. And then, of course, then there's Money in the Bank holder, Carmella, which I don't know what they're going to do, because WWE has done so many different outcomes where sometimes they cash in and they don't get it, or they could do similar to how they do with Seth Rollins cashing in a few years ago and just have it where after Charlotte is worn down, then Carmella cashes in, but I guess we'll find out when it happens. So next match is WWE United States Championship. We have Rusev versus Jinder Mahal versus Bobby Roode versus Randy Orton. And I think, it seems to be like, most of them are just like tweeners. They're not quite heels, except for Jinder. He's not an obvious heel in the United States, but a big face in India, but the rest of them are just like Randy Orton just didn't come across as a full-blown face in his recent promos. He seems to me just to be kind of like a heelish face. So as far as who you're going to put on, I guess Orton would retain just to keep him going and milk his run a little bit more. But what are your thoughts about this one, Josh?
I'm going to have to go with Roode on this one.
Bobby Roode.
He's got the entrance music.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that'd be a nice way to just, what is it? I mean, at least give him a short reign. And then I think what would happen is, then Rusev might eventually get it because he's getting some heat too with the Rusev Day. But I think I agree with you at this point. Roode is over a little bit more. So then we have Intercontinental Championship, Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor versus The Miz. And I guess I think they'll have The Miz retain, just that he has the longest Intercontinental reign of all time. And
same.
I think that's the direction they're going. Does that sound pretty much what you were thinking, or what's up?
Yeah, I agree completely. I think it's, they're rewarding The Miz for his amazing work over the last couple of years. I was always a very a Miz skeptic. I did not like him, for the longest time. And he's absolutely completely won me over, in the last couple of years. That I'm in love with The Miz. I think he is currently the best talker on the in the company, and he additionally obviously has a huge passion for the business. So I think that he will retain against two of the best wrestlers on the in the company, in Balor and Rollins.
And then we briefly discussed James V. Owens versus Brian McMahon. And then Zafferdom, they have, okay, so Triple H, Stephanie McMahon versus Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey. Well, I guess logically, Blog Talk Radio is telling me that we're actually running out of time. My cell phone battery is dying too. So I'll try to go through this quickly. So it makes sense for them to have Angle and Rousey win because, I mean, why would they bring in someone and just have her lose right away, right? I mean, gee.
And
Styles or Shinsuke. So I'm most interested, what do you think about Shinsuke Nakamura versus AJ Styles?
I think Nakamura goes over.
Okay.
I don't think that they've given Nakamura as much free reign as they should be giving him. NXT Nakamura versus WWE Nakamura is night and day. I mean, Nakamura was a god in NXT, and I don't think, and he's pretty popular and pretty big, currently. But honestly, I think if they let him loose and do what he does, I think he would be even bigger.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to go back and watch some of those older clips of Nakamura, but hey, I mean, anything could happen, so I'm not too sure. I think they're booking Styles in a tag match to just be the guy who's going to eke out the win, but again, I wouldn't bet against him. Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. I think they're going to have Reigns beat Brock just because of all that's going on.